Hey everyone, welcome to Pastor Rick Warren's Daily Hope. Now we're going to continue our series today called Building My Life on Values That Last. And Rick will press on and show us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. Okay, and now Rick's going to talk about something that I'd like to figure out. It's part one of a message called The Balanced Life.
Now, Southern California has a reputation for being laid back and kind of easygoing. But I have discovered after having lived here half my life that it's a total lie. This place is a haven for workaholics. And you're sitting by them. And you probably are one. A recent survey of Orange County discovered that people in Orange County would rather work than play. That we prefer our employment over our enjoyment. And so I thought this evening what we'd do is start with a little quiz on stress and see how good you do at it. So complete these sentences, okay? I'm at the end of my rope, right? I'm coming unglued. My life is falling apart, right? I'm at wit's end. I'm really stressed out. And I'm ready to throw in the towel. You're pros at this. You are professional stress people. You understand burnout quite well. So let's try another survey. This is a workaholic survey. And if you're honest, raise your hand. If you're not, nudge the person next to you. Okay? Are you always in a hurry? Okay. All right. Is your to-do list always unrealistically long? Got me on that one. All right. Do you use days off to catch up on unfinished work? All right. Some of you are lying through your teeth. Has more than one person ever told you to slow down? All right. Do you feel guilty when you relax? All right. Here's one. Do you have to get sick to take time off? Okay. All right, you know you're a workaholic when all your Christmas cards come from business associates. Okay, that's a little telltale sign, all right? You know you're a workaholic when you head out for back to school night and you have no idea which one your kids go to. It's a little sign. You know that you're a workaholic when your family refers to you as occupant. And you know that you are a confirmed workaholic when you take business-related reading material into the bathroom. All right? Now, CNN did this poll, and they discovered that 69% of Americans would say, I would like to slow down. I would like to relax. On the other hand, the latest Harris poll says that Americans are spending 8.5 hours less per week at leisure than we were a decade ago. We're spending less time relaxing than a decade ago. The result of that is what Time magazine has called the 20th century blues. And in this cover article on stress, anxiety, and depression, the bottom line is that the American dream has become a stress nightmare. Folks, we just weren't made to live this way. This frenetic, fast-paced life that we are all kind of caught up in. And God never meant for us to live those kind of lives. Now today, in this series, as we continue on building my life on values that last, we're going to look at a value or a quality that is universally admired and universally ignored. And that is the quality of balance. How many of you would like to live a balanced life? I think that's pretty much all of us. Yeah, it's pretty universal. We all want to live balanced lives. But I have yet to meet a totally balanced person. In fact, no one in this room is living a balanced life completely. None of us are. It is a goal, it is a desire, it is an objective, but none of us have gotten there. In fact, the only person who ever lived a totally balanced life was Jesus Christ. Now, I would say that what we're going to talk about tonight is maybe the greatest sin in this congregation. You see, you folks, you're not out committing immoral crimes every day of the week. You're not terrorists. You're not axe murderers. But most of you do live pretty unbalanced lives. And this may be the one that gets us. This may be the one that we need to work on the most. What I want to share with you tonight is nothing new, but it's something that we all need to hear periodically to get our lives refocused and back in balance. You see, the principle of balance is one of those laws that God established the universe on. And every nook and cranny of the universe is built on this principle of balance or equilibrium. For instance, the earth is perfect in its balance. It is perfectly balanced. If it were not the globe, then we would feel the vibrations much more intensely as it rotated. The earth is tilted just right on the axis. Did you know that if we were to tilt just a few degrees one way or the other, we would either be burned up by the sun or we would freeze up as we've pulled away from the sun? It is perfectly balanced, and God intended it that way. Nature is a system of ecosystems that live in balance, and we're discovering that more and more each day, how that even the tiniest variation in the ecosystem creates a chain reaction. God has set up a food chain and plants and animals in harmony in the earth. And ecologists are studying these balances and these ecosystems and how they work together. And we had no idea really how finely tuned the world was until just even in recent years. But even nature is set up in a system of checks and balances. Architecture, this building or any other building, is built on the system or the principle of balancing stress load. That as you build a building, you have to balance the stress points on it so it holds up. An imbalanced building will collapse. An imbalanced bridge will fall. The whole idea of cathedrals came about when they discovered the idea of what's called flying buttresses, which are an architectural tool that they use that when a column starts to buckle, what they do is they put pressure at the exact point there to keep it from buckling to prevent an anti-pressure, or to promote that, so that there is balance. And if a building is not balanced, it collapses. If your life is not balanced, it will collapse. The human body is built on the principle of balance. Did you know that your body is 9 different systems? You have a circulatory system, a respiratory system, you have a central nervous system, you have a digestive system, you have a skeletal system. You have 9 different systems in your body, and these systems are in balance of each other. When any one of them gets a little out of whack, gets out of balance, we call that dis-ease or disease. Likewise, health is an issue of finding balance. And when the systems are all in balance, we call that health. Healing is the recovery of balance to the body. Now, we could go on and on all night about this, that equilibrium and balance is a basic principle of the universe, and God loves balance. Not only that, He's interested in you living a balanced life. Notice on your outline the very first verse, Psalm 127. Verse 2 out of the Living Bible. Let's read it together. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night. God wants His loved ones to get their proper rest. This concludes today's sermon. I hope you have a great nap tonight. Really, really great, okay? Now, see what God is concerned about? Did you know that God is concerned that you get the right amount of rest? Did you know that God is concerned when you're under stress? Did you know that God is concerned if you don't balance your life? He is very concerned about it because God is a God of balance. And the basic bottom line is this. When my life is out of balance, I'm out of God's will. It's that simple. When I am out of balance in my life, I'm out of God's will. It is not God's will for me to live imbalanced. So tonight, we're going to look at 7 principles of balance from God's Word. These are not anything new, but they're principles that we need to be reminded on over and over again. They won't take very long to cover. The B in balance stands for build. Build my life around Christ. Now follow me on this. The only balanced person who ever lived, totally balanced, was Jesus. Therefore, if I put him at the center of my life, it stands to reason that I have a better chance of being balanced if he's at the center than if anything else is. Does that make sense? He is the most balanced person who ever lived, and if he's at the center, he will teach me how to be balanced. Now, I want you to think of your life like a wheel. And at the center of that wheel is a hub. There's a core. There's a center. And out of that hub are all the spokes of life, which represent your relationships, your family, your career, your finances, your dreams, your goals, and every other area of your life. Now, you will build your life around something. Something is going to be at the center of your life. I don't know what it is. If I were to ask you, what does your life revolve around right now? It might be work. It might be your family. It might be your dreams. It might be possessions. It might be some goal. You say, how do I know what my life is centered around? Simple. What do you think about the most? Whatever you think about the most is what you center your life around. Now, the center of your life is very, very important, because if you have a solid center, you're going to have a solid life. But if you've got a weak, flimsy center, you're going to crack up at the edges. People tell me all the time, Pastor Rick, I feel like I'm coming unglued. I feel like my life is falling apart. Now, if you felt that way, it means one thing. You have a faulty center. It means something other than God has taken first place in your life. Something other than God has taken the center point of your life. It may be another person. It may be money. It may be a dream or a goal or a career or whatever. But if it's not God, it's not strong enough to hold you together. And you better get God back in the center as quick as you can, or your life will eventually fall apart, because nothing else has the strength to hold all the pieces together. Not only does the hub create stability, the hub controls everything else. And so whatever you put in the center, in the core of your life, is going to control everything else and influence everything else. Not only is it the controlling factor, it's the source of power. In a wheel, the center of the wheel is the hub. The hub is connected to the axle, and the axle is connected to the source of power. The power always emanates from the hub outward, not inward. Now, if you have anything except God at the center of your life, at the hub, at the core, you got a power shortage. Because nothing else has enough power to help you make it through all the things that you're going to go through in life, the unforeseen crises that you're inevitably going to experience. So you put Christ at the center, and he gives stability, he gives control, and he gives power. Notice this verse, Matthew 6:33. God will give you all you need from day to day if you live for him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern. I think that's the New Living Translation, not the NIV. Your primary concern, circle that. Now, those of you who've been in church for any length of time know this verse in the King James Version says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What does it mean to put God first in my life? Well, don't think of it in terms of first place, second place, third place, fourth place. Think of it in terms of what's at the center. What's in the hub? What's at the control? What's the source of power in my life? And if you put Jesus Christ at the center, he can direct, he can influence, he can empower, he can give stability to every spoke of your life, whether it's education, career, family, etc. Now, Jesus summarized life priorities in two sentences. And in Matthew chapter 22, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. He says, love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, I'm going to summarize the whole Bible. Here it is. Love God and love people. Now listen. If that's the only thing you get done in life, but you get those two things done, you've done the most important things, according to what God says. And he's the one who puts you here. He says, if you love me and you love other people, you've done the most important things. So I need to build my life around Christ. A in balance stands for accept. I need to accept my humanity. What that means is I stop trying to pretend that I'm God. I stop trying to pretend that I have all the answers, that I can solve everybody's problem, that I can meet every need, and that I can fulfill everyone's expectation. I have to recognize that I have limitations. I'm a human being, and I am not Superman. I'm not even semi-Superman, and neither are you. And when you play God, you always end up overworking. Ecclesiastes 10:15. Let's read this verse aloud with great enthusiasm. Only someone too stupid to find his way home would wear himself out with work. That'd be a good one to put on your visor of your car. Okay? He says it's dumb to wear yourself out from work, to overwork. When you overwork, you know what you're doing? You're playing God. You're saying, it all depends on me. It's all going to crash if I don't keep it going. No, it's not. You are not the general manager of the universe. So you can resign and it's not going to fall apart. God will take care of things. Now, one of the causes of workaholism and one of the causes of a lack of balance is we care too much about the opinions of other people. And we let the expectations of others manipulate us. Now, listen, God can't even please everybody. You know, one wants it to rain, one wants it to be sunny. And only a fool would try to do what even God can't do. You cannot please everybody. You cannot meet everybody's expectations. And when you do, you're asking for trouble. You're asking to be imbalanced. What happens is when you start living for the expectations of others, you go around shoulding yourself. I should do this. I must do this. I have to do this. I've got to do this. They're expecting this. Things that you do in life, you do because you either choose to do them and the consequences, accept the consequences, or you choose not to do them and accept the consequences. But that is your choice.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us here on Daily Hope with Pastor Rick. I've got some great news to share with you today. We've got some generous friends of Daily Hope that have offered a $50,000 matching grant. And now here's Rick to tell you more about it.
You know, I started Daily Hope so I could spread the good news about Jesus, not just across America, but all around the world. And we want people to know that God's word is filled with hope and truth. And the power that we need to follow him every day is available to every single one. You know as well as I do that the word of God changes lives. It's alive, it's active, and it breathes new life and new love into all of our lives. So wherever you listen to this, whether you listen on the website, whether you listen on a radio station, or whether you listen through a podcast, you're a part of the Daily Hope family, and I need your help. We could not do this without your support. Now, you know, I don't take any funds from this broadcast. We don't have any giant million-dollar donor who's giving big gifts to this. It comes from daily donations from listeners like you. We're 100% listener-funded. Would you continue to pray for this broadcast, and would you continue to support us? And write to me. Let me hear from you. I absolutely love reading the stories that are sent to me. So write me, pray for me, and support this ministry. And God will bless it, and God will bless you, and we'll get to heaven, and we'll thank God for all the people going to be in heaven because you cared.
You know, when you give a gift to Daily Hope, you're really sharing the hope of Jesus with people all over the globe. And right now, your gift is going to be doubled by the $50,000 matching grant. That's right, double. Just go to PastorRick.com or text the word HOPE to 70309. Again, please go to PastorRick.com or just text the word HOPE to 70309. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.